call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Compass?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radzieski?
Here.
Mayor Pecaugh?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the July 19th, 2021 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of July 19th, 2021.
Second.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Radzieski?
I'd like to see a change on the minutes to reflect who took the minutes of the last meeting since Mr. Sullivan was out.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to amend the minutes to properly reflect who was the acting clerk was that took the minutes at the Board of Trustees meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll on the amendment.
Who made the motion?
Healy, and I think it was Compass.
Second.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radzieski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecaugh?
Aye. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radzieski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecaugh?
Aye.
The Veterans Commission appointment.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Compass?
Move to advise and consent the appointment of Dan Braglia to the Veterans Commission.
Second.
Call the roll.
Get the second, I'll go with Malani. Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radzieski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecaugh?
Aye. Dan, if you want to come up, and I'm sorry you're delayed an hour.
I'm sorry.
I wasted an hour of the day, apologize.
Second?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't talk. But they're the deputy clerk, so I think they have legal authority. It's something I would take up with George, you would probably know in terms of, because my name's on all the minutes all the time.
And appointed to the office?
Yes, I've missed before, too.
Of the Veterans Commission in the Village of Orland Park. In the counties of Cook and Will, Appersett. Do solemnly swear that I support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Illinois. And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Veterans Commission. Best of my ability. Thank you very much for volunteering. Thanks for volunteering.
Speed.
Didn't you learn from your military time? Don't ever volunteer.
You're like, yeah, you walk out.
And Dan, just ask these, some of these people on the board here. Don't ever volunteer.
Be careful what you wish for. Ready?
Yep.
Consent agenda.
Accounts payable, I think, first, right? Accounts payable.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're correct. Accounts payable approval.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Healy?
I move to approve the accounts payable from July 21st, 2021 through August 1st, 2021 in the amount of $1,779,982.97.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas? Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radzieski?
Aye.
Mayor Pecaugh?
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda, payroll approval, item A. Item B, an ordinance amending the Title IV, Chapter 3 of the Orland Park Village Code to establish new water and sewer rates for the Orland Park, Orland Ridge subdivision. Item C, Chick-fil-A special use permit amendment with modifications and variance ordinance. Item D, museum night out. Item E, ITB number 21-40, Parks Court repairs 2021. Item F, IDNR Special Wildlife Funds Habitat Fund resolution.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve items A through F of the consent agenda.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
The Orland Park Police Department's Therapy Dog Program.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve the creation and implementation of the Orland Park Police Department's Therapy Dog Program for staff and citizens.
Second.
Can we, do we need to see the PowerPoint? Didn't we see that the last time?
We did.
Want to see that again? Yeah, so anybody need to see the PowerPoint again?
Nope.
Okay, great. I think it's a great program. Anybody else have comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
It's my understanding, George, can you confirm, we're still accepting donations for this program, so if we can just continue.
Yep.
If anybody wants to give, they're more than welcome to give.
Yep, and right. We'll put some information out, too, on how they can give, too.
All right, thank you.
Great, thank you very much. Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
Just that I wholeheartedly endorse this program. It's a win-win-win on multiple levels. I'm just hoping that Maverick isn't the jealous type.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Great, call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Tree stump grinder purchase and delivery.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve to use Sourcewell Cooperative Purchasing Contract Number 062117-VRM and award the purchase and delivery of one Vermeer SC-802 stump cutter to Vermeer Midwest LLC of Aurora, Illinois for an amount not to exceed $55,438 per quote dated July 21st, 2021 and authorize the village manager to execute an agreement with Vermeer Midwest LLC subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Question for staff really quick. We were just able to find a cost savings on the trash hauler, and that's how we purchased the stump grinder, correct? Okay. So when we purchased that trash hauler, did we use a co-op for that as well?
We used our the bedding was a co-op, and then the vehicle was through our state contract.
Okay. So
with Ford.
Okay. Great. So we started these in early 2020, so it's definitely we're seeing value from the co-ops then. So mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm familiar with pricing on stump machines, and this is in line.
Yep.
For sure. And this is in line 4 years ago, so it's definitely in line today.
Yeah. This is my favorite brand of stump grinder, by the way.
Not mine, but that's okay. It's a plenty good brand. Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Fiscal year 2021 budget amendment number 4 approval.
Mr. Chairman.
So I'll entertain a motion to approve an increase in the general fund expenditure budget in the amount of $47,570 and not including the internship program. An increase in water and sewer fund expenditure budget of $316,430, an increase in the recreation and parks fund of $9,981, and a decrease in the capital project fund expenditure budget of $251,928, as detailed on the fiscal year 2021 amendment number 4.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
An ordinance amending appendices A and B to ordinance number 5622.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve an ordinance entitled an ordinance amending appendices A and B to ordinance number 5622.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pecaut.
Aye. And I should note to anyone who might be watching, the 100 people or so that download, that look at these videos, those items were discussed at the Committee of the Whole in great detail, so that's why there's no discussion on the board floor, because they were discussed tonight earlier.
Ordinance amending Title II, Chapter 16, Section 2-16-1 of the Orland Park Village Code, designating an auditing official for the Village of Orland Park.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
I move to adopt an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Title II, Chapter 16, Section 2-16-1 of the Orland Park Village Code, designating an auditing official for the Village of Orland Park.
Second.
Any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I'll keep it short, but I just want to say that, you know, I was struck in reviewing this new title that, you know, this is one of those occasions, again, where Orland Park's ahead of the curve. About 2 years ago, we went through the process of an ad hoc ethics committee wherein we established an ethics officer and an ethics commission. And at the risk of sounding immodest, I think that Trustee Healy and I did a fairly good job with our other committee members in putting together a pretty comprehensive ordinance there. So while I hope that we never have a need for such a position, or that it's zero or minimal, the need for it is certainly there, and it seems that the state of Illinois has finally caught up to that. So I think had no other questions on that, just wanted to make sure that folks knew that we were ahead on this.
Great. Yeah, the only thing I would say is that it's great that the state pushes ethics things down to the municipal level. I'd like them to see them do it for themselves. So, any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pecaut.
Aye.
Are there any non-scheduled citizens or visitors? Seeing none.
None. Board comments. We'll start with, should we start with Trustee Healy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have only one comment tonight. That's I hope everybody has a good time at Taste of Orland this weekend. I think it's one of the best venues for getting together with people out there, and I'm looking forward to the music and the food. Thank you.
Trustee Katsinas.
Thank you. Just wanted to remind everybody, tomorrow evening, August 3rd, at our Civic Center, I believe it's from 5, Chief, is it 5 to 9? 5 to 9, we're having the National Night Out Against Crime. There will be a wide variety of entertainment options for everyone to enjoy. You'll also have free raffles with many different prizes for people of all ages. So please come out and support the Orland Park Police and Night Against Crime. Thank you.
Trustee Malani.
First off, I'd like to thank our staff, actually, as we've completed 7 of the 9 park renovations that we had scheduled this year, and they look great. I went by Cashy Park, and they did a fantastic job over there. I'd also like to congratulate the CPAC staff, actually, as they earned their 5-star audit for the month of July. And this is the 41st time that they've done that. So thank you for them for making safety and operational standards their priority out there. So. We also had a sold-out showing of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids on the 31st, and there's a handful of spots available for the August 21st showing of Shrek, so get them while they're hot. And don't forget to put Brewfest on your calendar for September 18th, as tickets are still available. We hope to see you out there. So thank you all for coming this evening, and have a great night.
Trustee Compass.
So talking about building on strengths of Orland, as we head into our budgeting season coming up, I'd like to call out that back in February, S&P confirmed a high credit rating of AA+ on the village. Moody's also gave us the same equivalent rating, and I suspect that we'll be seeing some more updates on our next bond series in the very near future. Some highlights from that report about the village: very strong economy, strong management with good financial policies and practices. Thank you, George, Kevin, and Greg. Maintaining reserves well above our peers and despite the 2020 economic downturn. And ultimately, this positioned us well with a very strong budgetary flexibility. And then ultimately, a very strong institutional framework as a homeroom village. So the main reason we did not receive a AAA rating is the Illinois factor. But there's some tiny good news in that as well. This past June, the state managed to pull itself out of being one step above a junk bond rating to a triple B, or two steps above a junk bond rating. Last year, Illinois ranked dead last in fiscal stability. Those are the headwinds that we deal with in Orland Park, but despite that, our village remains fiscally strong. So with that in mind, I'd like to thank the previous board, but especially trustees Healy, Katsenis, and Milani, and Mayor Peacock, for setting and staying with the right economic decisions that allowed us to weather the last year as well as we did. So while I know that these upcoming meetings are going to be long, I look forward to being part of keeping the ship moving in the right direction in 2022. Thank you.
Trustee Reardon.
You said Reardon?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. First, I want to thank Ed and Greg for your great responses to a business that's going through some renovations the past couple weeks. They were having some trouble. They reached out to me, and you guys did a great job of responding with the third-party vendor that we're using. So I was very happy with what you guys got to me and then got to them. So it was very helpful. Very quick response, so thanks. Also want to see everybody at the Taste of Orland. But also, we won't be back before the next concert, which is the 14th, Blue Oyster Cult, who I've seen before and put on a great show. So that's the 14th. That's the second in the series. As of right now, I just looked at the weather. The 10-day forecast looks good. So hopefully, we're going to have no issues pulling off that concert. So thanks, and have a great couple weeks.
Trustee Radishevsky.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate all of the information that you provided us this evening. I know it was a lot, so I'm looking forward to hearing more the next time that we meet. And I also want to remind everybody that we still have Market at the Park next 2 weeks, next 2 Thursdays, that is. And Brian mentioned the upcoming concert on the 14th, and then we also have another one in September. So hopefully we'll see you all out there at our upcoming events, and including the Taste this weekend.
Thank you. So my comments tonight, so I'll start with another letter that I received, or actually the chief received, and I'm going to keep some of the particulars out of it to protect the family, but they wanted to express their sincere appreciation to the Orland Park Police Department with the help they gave their family during a young family member's passing away. In particular, they wanted to thank Ron Arendt, who was very supportive and helpful to them through this difficult time. So more great work from our police department. You know, we always hear about arresting criminals, but we do so many other things that are so positive for the community, which is why they're so well regarded. So appreciate that. Appreciate all the hard work that staff puts into everything that we do, including Taste of Orland, which staff busts their hump for. It's a very challenging but fun event. I know they look forward to it. And then you follow the next week with a paid concert as well. So it's a very busy couple of weeks for staff, so I really appreciate it. And everyone should know that both of those events, the entire staff, works on this. It's not just, it's a lot of parks. It's a lot of our Parks and Rec, department, but it is also Public Works. It's police. It's everybody. All hands on deck that want to volunteer are out there, and there's always volunteers from every department. So greatly appreciate that. Concert coming up on August 14th. Get your tickets. Also, September 5th, you're still getting tickets at a reduced rate if you buy both. Individual tickets are going to be much more costly for a concert. So, please come out and enjoy the concert, and look forward to seeing you there. I also want to touch on something. I think it's tough for all of us. It's been challenging the last 18 months, and I feel, I really struggle with this, whether I say something tonight or don't say something tonight, but I feel like being in this position, I wouldn't be doing the right thing if I didn't, say what I think is a lot on a lot of our minds. Over the last 18 months, we've witnessed what, at least to me, is a pretty unsettling time in American history. For the first time ever, we have quarantined healthy people. We locked down businesses and destroyed people's lives in the name of health and safety. Now we are arresting people in the United States Capitol for not wearing a mask. What is astonishing to me is that these actions and many others were taken without passing any laws. Apparently, many of our elected officials in Congress, state legislatures, local government, and school boards need to be reminded that we are a nation of laws. If you want measures like this enacted, then stop hiding behind emergency orders and go through the legislative process. Present the facts, debate, and vote. A reminder that when we started taking these measures, we were told emphatically that it was to protect our hospitals and make sure they were not overrun. Somehow, this goal has morphed into eradication of a coronavirus. The human species has only eradicated one human virus, and that's smallpox, in our history. COVID will be with us for a long time to come. In fact, coronaviruses, like the common cold, have been around for a long time. There will be more variants in the future. Our elected officials need to remember that the decisions that we are making right now set a precedent for how we're going to handle COVID for decades to come. What is most disheartening to me, however, is what many of our elected officials and school officials have done to our children throughout this pandemic. We stopped a school year short, causing students to lose 2 months of learning and a season of spring sports. For an entire year, many school districts and states conducted learning experiments of independent study, Zoom classes, and what we now call hybrid learning. While some students may have handled this very well, and some surely did, many were left behind, particularly in the most challenging areas of need. For an entire year, we took away many of our children's activities. What is encouraging is that many schools and states took different approaches and showed that schools could be open safely, sports and extracurriculars could be conducted safely, and children could be allowed to live and learn relatively normally. Doesn't mean they didn't do it differently, but they still were able to do it. It's sad that so many others didn't learn from their success. What is most disheartening now is how our federal government has mortgaged away our children's future. Our national debt stood at $9 trillion in 2009, and now stands at almost $29 trillion just 12 years later. 233 years to put on $9 trillion of debt, and 12 to add another $20 trillion. This is criminal, and nobody talks about it anymore. We have saddled our children with a burden that will negatively impact their way of life, the American way of life. We have done all this to our children for a disease with a case mortality rate for children that is nearly zero. More children in the U.S. died in 2018/19 from the flu than have died from COVID over 18 months. H1N1, for those of us who remember it, took the lives of 3 to 5 times as many children as COVID has, and we didn't take any of these precautions. What you may not have heard that in a given year, the second leading cause of death for children 10 to 14 and 15 to 19 is suicide. Over 500 deaths annually for 10 to 14 year olds and over 2,400 deaths annually for 15 to 19 year olds. The 1 year total is 9 times the number of COVID deaths in children over an 18 month period. A 1 year total, 9 times what an 18 month total is for COVID. The data shows that we do not need to be requiring mask wearing for our children's safety, which means we'd be forcing them to wear masks for the safety of unvaccinated adults. Personally, I don't think our children should bear the brunt of a disease that has no impact on them to make adults feel more comfortable. Any adult that is at risk has had plenty of time to get a vaccination. If they have not, it is their decision, and it is ludicrous and irresponsible to force vaccines upon children to protect those adults from COVID. Adults should be protecting our children, not the other way around. And we should be doing everything possible to let them have normal lives. I hope you all come out and enjoy our event this weekend at Taste of Orland. We saw everything that's happening in Chicago with Lollapalooza. We saw everything happening at Guaranteed Rate Field with 36,000 people. I was there, nobody's wearing masks. People are carrying on normal lives. And the number of ICUs in the Southwest region, ICU beds taken up, 4. I can tell you that's like off the charts low from anything that was going on through COVID. We need to get back to living our normal lives. We have been, and we're still doing well. And we need to take that approach. So please come out and enjoy it. Come out and have fun. We've been at the leading edge of this with no issues. And so I really hope you all come out and really enjoy this year. Last year we had a very limited attendance, understandably. This year I'd love to see attendance up where it has been in the past. So it's going to be great weather this weekend, so please come out and enjoy it. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye. Adjourn. Not often we just do adjourn.